As we celebrate Media Freedom Day this week, remember that it's your responsibility to promote an open and democratic society. A free and robust media keeps you informed of what's happening around you. The South African National Editors Forum supports a free press. It's your right to know. Go to sanef.org.za for more information.
Tuesday, October 19th, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Amy Witherden. Making headlines. African countries need to boost regional trade and investment to keep pace with growth in other emerging economies that have large consumer bases, such as India and China, said South Africa's Trade and Industry Minister Rob Davies on Monday. In an interview in Cairo on a high-level bilateral state visit, Davies said that Egypt and South Africa are trying to seal a Cape to Cairo free trade agreement that could help reduce dependence on flagging European economies. He explained that as single countries, South Africa and Egypt do not begin to touch the sizes of the domestic markets of China and India, but as a grouping from Cape to Cairo, we do start to hit that league. South Africa, faced with the strengthening rand that has hit its main export and manufacturing sectors, is eager to diversify its trade with emerging markets, particularly as seismic changes in the world economy make it more pressing, Davies said. Remittances into sub-Saharan Africa are expected to rise by 2% this year, despite a faltering world economy, the World Bank said on Tuesday. Remittance flows represent a significant share of gross domestic product for Kenya and many African countries. Remittances to sub-Saharan Africa exceed $21 billion and are forecast to grow by almost 2% in 2010, despite a weak global economy, the World Bank said in a study on estimates of remittance flows launched jointly with Kenya's Central Bank. A recent bank survey showed that 14% of adult Kenyans regularly receive an average of $735 in remittances from abroad a year. The South African government has stressed that there is sufficient flexibility in the formulation of the country's electricity master plan to accommodate a vision for a large-scale solar park in the Northern Cape. This, despite a glaring misalignment between the 5,000-megawatt Upington plant and the Draft Integrated Resources Plan, or IRP 2010, which was published in early October. The draft document suggests that only 600 megawatts of solar capacity should be developed by 2019, and that various renewable energy technologies worth a combined 7,200 megawatts be introduced between 2020 and 2030, in addition to projects selected under the first phase of the renewable energy feed-in tariffs, as well as 3,800 megawatts of additional wind energy to be introduced from 2014. But Energy Minister Dipuo Peters argued that it would be woefully wrong for this to be interpreted to mean that government was not committed to the solar park, the pre-feasibility study for which was completed with the support of the Clinton Climate Initiative. Also making headlines. The Department of Transport says that the Constitutional Court did not rule that Section 23, Subsection 1 of the Road Accident Fund, which limits the period to lodge a claim to 3 years, was unconstitutional. The leader of Niger's ruling military junta extends a purge of his inner circle by sacking the head of the state's secret service. Social Development Minister Edna Molewa says that agriculture is key to rural economic development. And Sudanese political parties agreed to hold a fresh census, new elections and rewrite the constitution if the South secedes as expected in less than 3 months. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
On 19 October 1977, South Africa experienced a media blackout. On 27 April 1994, our constitution ensured that South Africa will never be in the dark again. As we celebrate Media Freedom Day this week, remember that it's your responsibility to promote an open and democratic society. A free and robust media keeps you informed of what's happening around you. The South African National Editors Forum supports a free press. It's your right to know. Go to sanef.org.za for more information.